This goes to Dr. Ernest, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Larry Coutts, K-O-U-T-Z, date of birth May 1st, 1949. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Coutts with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. His last visit was August 24th of 2021. His weight is down 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and he is trying to lose weight by restricting caloric intake. He has felt well. He's going to have lab studies done in another week, and iron levels will be checked at that time since his anemia seems to be progressive. He has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since his visit August 24th of last year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam. Weight is 175 pounds, pulse 85, and blood pressure when he first woke up this morning, 110 over 74, and this afternoon it's 140 over 74. It does tend to increase later in the day, he reports. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done January 12th of 2022. Creatinine is 2.1, which appears to be his baseline. Estimated GFR is 31. He did have one level that was 1.8, but the other two levels last year were 2.1, so that is probably his baseline kidney function. Albumin is 3.8, calcium 9.0, sodium 138, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 20, phosphorus 3.8, and hemoglobin 11.5. With normal white count and normal platelets. His previous hemoglobin in October was 12.1, so it's progressively decreasing. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no evidence of progression of disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will have lab studies done within the next week or two, and iron levels will also be checked at that time. He may benefit from oral iron supplementation to see if that can increase the, if that's found to be the problem. He will have lab studies done for us every 3 months, and he'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.